With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. It's probably no surprise that Washington's ag industry has gone on the record saying it's against slave labor and human trafficking. I'm not sure who is, but under a new bill endorsed by Democrats on the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, dairy farmers and fruit growers would be required to report if they use slaves.
I think the bizarre thing about this legislation, from my perspective, is that apparently no one is talking about it. It happens to come on my radar. It was suggested to me while I was visiting Olympia. And I think that people aren't talking about it because it's under the title of transparency.
The Washington Policy Center's Pam Lewison says it's little more than an accusation.
Transparency in the supply chain is the title of the legislation. But when you actually get into the weeds of what we're talking about, it is nothing short of pointing a finger at the ag industry and saying people in agriculture are actively participating in slavery and human trafficking.
So is slave labor and human trafficking a real problem in Washington ag?
Washington State was the first state to enact legislation that human trafficking is not acceptable and that it's illegal. I think that's great. We can all get on board with that. But the problem is catching people who are in that business, if you will, is really challenging. And the AG on its own website says that within the first 5 years of that legislation passing, they didn't have a single reported case of human trafficking.
Listen tomorrow for more on this controversial legislation.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.